we can go on to some news items now. We start with the natural world, as there is a note that we have to watch out for hornets. And then some rare birds have been spotted in the area, and deer are causing a problem. Then there is news of ancient gold coins and an anniversary of Parson Woodford of Western Longville. Sightings of a highly aggressive insect have sparked fears that hot temperatures have created a perfect storm that may draw the invasive species to Norfolk. The British Pest Control Association has recorded 10 sightings of the Asian hornet this year so far, mainly in Kent. The highly aggressive predator is known to eat up to 50 bees a day. These invaders are a predator of honeybees and could disrupt our native ecosystems and impact crop production. Any sightings should be reported to the Non-Native Species Secretariat, and we would advise getting help from a member of the National Bee Unit or a member of the British Beekeepers Association. Slightly smaller than European hornets, Asian hornets are black or dark brown with a distinctive yellow band at the rear. They also have bright yellow tips to the legs, a yellow belt at the waist with an orange or yellow face.
From a species that was nearly hunted to extinction to a breed that declined due to habitat loss, here are five rare birds that have been spotted in Norfolk this spring. A red kite was spotted in Hickling Broad early last month in a rare encounter. Red kites were nearly hunted to extinction due to being considered a threat to pets like cats and dogs before being reintroduced to the wild. The stone curlew is a crow-sized bird with a large head, yellow legs and relatively long wings and tail, which are more active at night. The yellow wagtail is a small, graceful yellow and green bird with a medium-length tail and slender back legs. It is usually a summer visitor to the UK before migrating to Africa during the winter months. Ring ouzels are considered a rare species, particularly in the UK, and are classified as red-listed. They usually spend their winters in southern Spain or northwest Africa, but travel to the UK's higher moors and mountains to breed in the warmer months. Cuckoos are most likely to be seen from March to August, with one spotted in April. Their recent population decline made them a red list species in the 2021 UK Conservation Status Report. Red is the highest conservation priority. Species on this list need urgent action.
The Norfolk Farming and Wildlife Advisory Group has started a crowdfunding campaign to raise money for its Norfolk Deer and Wild Venison strategy. The conservation charity says non-native species, particularly muntjac and Chinese water deer, have seen significant population increases in Norfolk, leading to extensive damage to crops, young woodlands and natural habitats. Deer collisions on the county's roads have also escalated, with national figures having more than doubled to an estimated 75,000 in the last 20 years, according to the RSPCA. Norfolk aims to work with farmers alongside partners including the Broads Authority and the Forestry Commission to improve the coordination of deer management across the county. Its new strategy also seeks to improve venison processing and engage with the supply chain to bring high-quality Norfolk venison to local markets.
The biggest collection of 7th century gold coins found in Britain is now on display in Norwich Castle. discovered by metal detectorists in an undisclosed location near King's Lynn, the hall contains 129 gold coins. Most of them are solid gold coins, minted in the Merovingian Frankish kingdoms that occupied much of modern-day France, Germany, Switzerland, and the Low Countries. The hoard was acquired by Norfolk Museum Service with the help of more than £300,000 from organisations such as the National Heritage Memorial Fund, the Art Fund, and the Wolfson Foundation. Declared treasure by a coroner in November 2021, the hoard is now on display at the castle's Anglo-Saxon and Viking Gallery.
He is known for his diaries in which he recorded his observations about rural Norfolk life in the 18th century, and rather less for his skills as a home brewer. But Parson Woodford's flair for brewing was among his many talents celebrated at an event commemorating the 250th anniversary of his arrival in the county. The celebration, organised by the Parson Woodford Society, was held at Woodford's Brewery in Woodbastwick, which is named in his honour. The society was set up to promote the legacy of Reverend James Woodford, who was parish priest in Weston Longville from 1775 to 1803, during which time he kept diaries of rural life, which were published in the early 20th century as the Diary of a Country Parson. It chose the Woodbastwick Brewery for the event because of its connection, and the Parson Woodford Society, which was founded in 1968 to celebrate the famous diarist and explore the world he records in his daily entries from his time as a young student at Oxford. Its journals are now available online for free viewing and to download.
The Norfolk and Norwich Hospital has set itself the lofty ambition of becoming an industry leader in the cutting-edge field of robotic surgery. This would put it at the forefront of the sector and a key player in developing the technology and training new surgeons. As part of this mission, it has launched a fundraising appeal which hopes to raise £3.2 million to purchase two new robots to use at the hospital. This appeal has hit a key milestone, as proceeds from a charity golf day at Barnum Broom saw it pass the halfway mark. Since the launch of the robot appeal, the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital's charity has now raised £1.6 million, enough to purchase one of the two robots required. This makes procedures easier for surgeons and safer for patients.
A total of 406 new homes will be built in Cringleford as part of its second phase to develop land located just south of the NNN in Coney Lane and running alongside the Southern Bypass. Objections have previously been made regarding the impact of increased traffic and local infrastructure. With a decision on Phase 2 yet to be made by Broadland District Council, those living nearby are worried that if it gets the go-ahead, congestion will only get worse.
In our second feature, the evening news is in the full swing of summer as it discusses ice lolly delights over the years. The article is read by Ian Robertson.